Hello and welcome back. It's now day 11 of our 21-day course, so we're at the midway point. Today we're going to summarise everything that we've covered up till now. The first thing we went through was the importance of having a clear end target. Setting that goal and making sure that you have that clarity is absolutely essential. Once again, we all know people who leave everything to chance, getting tossed around by life's random events. It's like that ship setting out to sail with no definite port of call. It will most likely end up lost in treacherous waters. So make sure that you know exactly what you want and exactly where you're going. Have that clear end target. Next, we went into the theatre of the mind, where you've been constructing the mental movie of the goal that you want to achieve. Many people find they get much better results if they imagine themselves sitting before a massive cinema screen and imagining they are seeing a picture of their goals as having already come about. So you are like the director, producer, and star of your own massively successful feel-good box office movie. The important thing is to make these pictures as vivid and as detailed as possible. And remember, to do this, you use all of the five senses: visual, auditory, kinesthetic, gustatory, and olfactory. And remember also, in research, it has been found that the unconscious mind doesn't know the difference between real and imaginary. So we enjoy our movie ahead of time. On the third day, we covered overcoming limiting beliefs. And I got you to choose a major limiting belief that you've been holding on to. And we went through a particular process where you attempted to identify where that belief came from, how it limited you in the past, how it would limit your future, what you would lose as a result of holding on to it. And then we went about attempting to change that belief and replace it with a more empowering belief. So I asked you, who do you know who has accomplished this goal? What are the different beliefs that they hold in their mind? What difficult things have you accomplished before? Answering these questions allow you to gather enough evidence to discredit each limiting belief. You then used Emile Coué's auto-suggestion formula of day by day in every way to adopt your new empowering belief. And then you turned that auto-suggestion into a question. In other words, if your auto-suggestion was day by day in every way and becoming more and more prosperous, then you asked yourself the question, how exactly can I become more prosperous today? Now, if all you had to do was think about what you wanted and it magically showed up a few moments later, then everyone would be driving in the car of their dreams, living in their dream home, and really living the lifestyle that they always wanted to live. Unfortunately, it's not quite as simple as that. There's a specific formula and a structure to success. And that's why the universe puts one more step in between you thinking about what you want and actually getting it. And of course, that's the action step. So day four was all about taking action. And every day you've been prioritizing your action steps, writing down the 7 most important action steps that you need to take to achieve your objectives on that day, listed in order of importance. Day 5 is where we were working on your self-image. And your self-image is the way you see yourself in your unconscious mind or your imagination. And the reason your self-image is so powerful is because your behaviors and actions will almost never deviate from your internal map or your self-image. It acts as a self-fulfilling prophecy, consistently reinforcing the kind of person you think you are. So for the last week, you have been seeing, feeling, and being as you want to be, changing your self-image. Day 6 was all about the power of attention and super concentration, where we put our attention and awareness for how long and how deeply maps our own destiny. It was Napoleon Hill who said that the secret to success was a single-minded individual with a passion. Where attention goes, energy flows. And of course, I've been getting you to practice the black dot exercise. Next, day 7 was the importance of deep relaxation. Science tells us there are 4 different levels of energy, vibrations, or frequencies that the mind can be in at any given time. These are beta, alpha, theta, or delta. And the state we are most interested in was the theta state, because theta is associated with a number of beneficial states such as increased insights, creativity, the photographic mind, and increased memory abilities. Day 8 was all about the power of gratitude. To be grateful, you must be focusing your mind on what is great in your life. And to have continuous gratitude, you must be constantly focused on the best. And this sets up a magnetic pull and attracts into your life all of the great things that you want. Day 9 was all about expanding your comfort zone. One of the greatest secrets of success is to be able to leave your comfort zone and go out into the cold. Successful people are willing to do what it takes to get comfortable becoming uncomfortable. They're willing to do the things that the average person is unwilling to do. And then day 10 was all about managing your emotions. How can you best manage your emotions? And a simpler way of explaining it is that an emotional state is the mood that you're in at any given time. And we've all experienced unresourceful states, such as depression, anger, resentment, fear. And of course, we've experienced resourceful states. Joy, happiness, confidence, love. Changes in our posture, breathing, muscle tension, and facial expression all affect our feelings and behavior. And the other key determining factor in how we feel moment to moment and how we manage our emotions is to be able to control the representational systems. Once again, the 5 senses: see, feel, hear, smell, and taste. So images that are bigger, brighter, and bolder have greater emotional intensity than those that are duller, dimmer, and further away. So there you have it, a summary of the first 10 days of our course. For your home play, all I want you to do is go through the worksheet for day 11 and answer all 10 questions pertaining to each day that we've covered. To go through the unconscious integration for this class, just simply switch to the next track.